Welcome, Virgo. April here from Real Talk Tarot, and tonight I've got your general overall reading for the month of July. Okay, Virgo, so let's see what the overall general message is. Take what resonates, leave what does not. I'm so glad you joined me. Cards all over the place here. Hold on, we gotta get this together. Alright, Spirit, put the starseed of Virgo, please. What messages do you have? Okay. Lovers reversed, Tower reversed, and Justice reversed to start. Is there a partnership or relationship that is waiting for justice? Someone waiting for the other shoe to drop? Something happened but didn't quite happen because the tower is not... Is someone trying to avoid the tower? Let's see what else we can get for Virgo, please. Spirit, what messages do you have for Virgo? Queen of Pentacles. This is a stable entrepreneur, boss lady energy. Okay. This could be you. That could represent an earthly energy. What else for Virgo, please? Hermit reversed. And the Knight of Wands reversed. Okay, so you have been thinking about this. Something's going to give you pause here. You're going to think about it. But you're not gonna talk about it here with the Knight of Wands reversed. It seems that some kind of communication or information just doesn't seem to be reaching the person who needs to hear it, or. And you're just not willing to share whatever it is that you, whatever insights you have gained through being in a hermit energy. That's your energy, but it's reversed. So, yeah, I don't feel like you're discussing that with anyone. So you could be going through some kind of, you know, relationship issue or partnership issue, but you're not just discussing it with friends and family. You're not, you've gone within rather than looking for it outwardly. Okay, let's see. Let's get one more. And then we're going to clarify this a little bit. Throw some riders on it. Ten of Swords reversed. Someone might have counted you out, or they thought you were down for the count. But, maybe they thought they could keep you in limbo of some kind by not offering you the justice you deserve. And that could be, you know, this person receiving some kind of, I don't know, karma, lesson, however you look at it. But, you know, they've been keeping you in limbo because they couldn't make a decision about something. You felt backstabbed by that, but you're coming out of that. You're taking those swords, you're taking all that pain, and you're going to be weaponizing that shit. Right? But in a good way. I mean, you know, this is going to benefit you. I'm not saying you're stockpiling an arsenal, which you could be, but that's not quite what I meant. Okay. So, it's late and I'm getting loopy now. So, let us get some clarifiers on this. What can you tell Virgo about these lovers for first that they don't already know? Like, you know, if you're in it, you know all about it. Yeah, we got the Knight of Swords reversed. So, somebody is not telling you what you want to hear, Virgo. They're just not doing it. Now, whatever that is, or why, I'm not exactly sure. Why is this tower reversed? Why is this tower still standing with all this BS on this board here? Someone's avoiding it. Why is someone trying to avoid this tower? Could be a partner. Because they know they fucked up. Queen of Wands reversed. This energy is, petty, bitter, so maybe someone's holding on, not because, you know, if they could be holding on for the wrong reasons, okay? You know, I'll just throw out an example that came to me right away was, you know, someone just not granting a divorce. They're just not signing the papers just because they can, type of thing, you know, just to make your life hell. You have Justice reversed. Why is that here for Virgo? Why is the Justice reversed? So you're dealing with a petty, you know, they're holding out. They're holding out some truth or some, you know, some closure or ending or something. I don't feel like they're doing it because, you know, they still want to continue. And then Spirit said, no, read the cards. And I've got a card and it's the Lover. It's Two of Cups, which is just like lovers. And it's upright. So, they might actually be stalling because they're hoping for a reconciliation. That could be one scenario. Okay. See why this Queen of Pentacles is here. Spirit, why is this Queen of Pentacles here? This could be you. You know, you're just like, I'm stable. I'm good on my own. I really don't give a shit either way. Yeah, the Queen of Cups. Clarifying the Queen of Pentacles. So this is someone who, and again, this could be you. You know, you got all your shit together, financially and emotionally. Okay. So you are not going to suffer these fools over here at the back end of this reading. Why is this Hermit reversed? Yeah, because you have the Ten of Wands reversed. Because you're sick of carrying this. This is not your cross to bear. Okay? This is someone else's issue. It could be trying to make it your problem. Or expecting you to fix it. But, you know, yeah, I don't really see you. Yeah, Nine of Wands reversed. I don't see you doing shit. Let's see. Clarify that, please. Yeah, because you felt left out in the cold. You felt abandoned, rejected in some way. Experiencing some kind of lack with the Five of Pentacles. And you're like, yeah, why is this Ten of Swords reversed, Spirit? Why is the Ten of Swords reversed? Too many options. Someone had or thought they had too many options. And there could have been some illusion or deceit. We have the Seven of Cups here. Okay. So someone was not honest. About something. It could have even just been something simple as their expectations. Okay. And now we got a tower that's not falling. It's not allowing for the change, for the justice, for the, to rebuild on a stronger foundation. Right? All right. So let's go to my own deck here, and I'm going to get a couple more messages from my own angel guides for you. And then we're going to wrap up this reading for July. So I think, you know, it's probably going to be at the end of the day, it might be up to you to either let this. We gotta let this tower fall. We have to confront. We need to confront something here. Because you're perfectly capable of doing it. You are balanced. Right in the middle. We have two queens. Now, unless that could indicate also if there the lovers reversed and we have a Ten of Swords on the board. Justice, and I don't know if that's a third party situation or not, but there won't be justice for one of these queens if that's the case. We actually have three queens on the board. Two are upright, and one is not so much. Queen of Wands. Maybe you're having, even though the Lover's card is here. could be family if you I guess it could be family if they're karmic and they could have been past life soulmates, you know. So your first card out from my angel deck is illusion. Okay, so that speaks to the Seven of Cups. We have sour grapes. So there's someone who, again, you know, this person who could be holding things up just out of spite or malice or whatever, could be experiencing the sour grapes, all right? They're disappointed, bitter. And finally, cottage for sale. Okay, so this could involve, if this is a divorce and you own property, this could indicate the sale of a home. But it just occurred to me, because the Queen of Pentacles is here, I feel like, you know, you might feel like someone sold you out, you know. And for what, I don't know. Like, I don't know why you trade a penny for, or, you know, a dime for a penny, or however that goes. I just don't. Yeah, I'm kind of getting the feeling that that could be the case here as well. So take it as it applies. That is your reading, Virgo, for the month of July. I hope you enjoyed it. I invite you back again. And as always, stay blessed, stay tuned.